is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. I'm Mark Viviano, and it is my pleasure to share with you a conversation with the Reverend Johnny Shelton, team chaplain of the Baltimore Ravens. Now, Reverend Shelton has been with the Ravens since 2013, and we're going to discuss his unique and critical role in the ultra-competitive arena that is the National Football League. We're going to learn about his methods, his motivation, and his faith journey. Johnny has become a personal friend of mine, as we have shared with one another the importance of Jesus Christ in our lives. So, Johnny, let's get this started. Why you just share with our listeners your description of your role as a team chaplain on an NFL team.
Yeah, Mark, it's a very unique position to be able to, you know, and I call it a shepherd, to be able to shepherd these men on their spiritual journeys. And it's the honor is that I'm able to be here full time. The Baltimore Ravens did something unprecedented back in 2013, where they hired a chaplain full time, meaning that I am in the building at all times, just like a coach, not as long as a coach hours, just to be clear, but I am here so that I can have access, and the players and the coaches can have access to me, and the staff on the football side can have access to me on a regular basis. And so I like to say that I'm the spiritual leader for the organization. Anyone who has a Christian faith, whoever wants to grow in their spiritual journey, I'm here as a resource to do that. And how do we do that? We do that through Bible studies, coaches and players Bible studies, and some staff that's doing Bible study as well. We have one-on-one discipleship time, and we have couples studies where the players and their significant others to get together. So we cover relationships. We're talking about life as they walk inside of this NFL, what I call an NFL bubble. Mm-hmm. And so just want to have access, because they don't have time to go outside of the organization to actually go to church. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we play on Sundays, most Sundays. And so we have a chapel service 4.5 hours before we kick the ball off. And so it's an ongoing thing, but you have to find a rhythm, and it just depends on what the schedules are of the guys. I'm here to meet their needs, basically. So I'm an in-house resource for them on their spiritual journey.
Now, John, you say your door is open, and certainly you are a shepherd to all who come through that door. Regarding your ministry to individuals, we know that, for instance, head coach John Harbaugh is a devout Catholic, and you have got Christians from a range of traditions, Baptists, Presbyterians, etc. So in your role, how do you serve someone who is, like, for instance, Catholic? Is there a mass on Sundays? How does it work?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So we do here, we have a mass and a chapel service. Mm-hmm. At the same time. And so Catholic, they go, we bring a priest in. Yep. Here when we're local, we have our own Father Watley here. Yep. that does the chapels at home. And then on the road, they schedule a priest to come and do the mass. So that happens at the same time as the chapel service. And now switch over to the Bible study, where there's a coach's Bible study, then that's everyone. You know, everyone will come to the Bible study, because the Word of God is the Word of God. And we go through a certain study. And this year, our theme is salt and light. And we're coming out of the Gospel of Matthew. And so our Bible studies is covering that with the players and the coaches.
Well, we know that The NFL is a unique working environment. The players in this league are relatively young men. They play in what is obviously a very high-pressure arena. They fight to get jobs. They fight to keep those jobs. There's a lot of attention, a lot of scrutiny. There are some high stakes in terms of salaries and revenues. So I want to ask you, how do you find that you have to help them as they navigate aspects of their faith life as they work in this very high-pressure world?
Yeah, it is a fast-moving, hit-the-ground-running situation. And so depending on the person, you know, depending on where they are, whether spiritually or even non-spiritually, the first thing is for them to hit the ground. Because even without all of the other things that's going on in their lives, football alone, you coming into this league, you're a young man, you're 21, 22 years old, and you're trying to get footing. You're just trying to get into where you belong. And football by itself, learning the game coming from college to the professional level is enough by itself. But as we all know, life doesn't stop when you just because you've come to an NFL training camp. And so my role is to first off build a relationship with the guys. I try to build a relationship with them, get to know them, and let them know that I'm here to serve them. And once we do that, we kind of go from there. You got your guys who are Christians, they come in the door and they're looking for the chaplain. Yeah. But that's not all the guys. You know, you got some guys who they have a guard up. It could be a bad experience with church that in their past. And as I build my relationship with these guys, those things do come out as I build a relationship with them and just want to let them know, man, that, look, I'm here to serve them and help them so that they can be able to play this game that they're gifted to play.
I'm wondering, do you have to be careful in how you minister, given that it might be your drive as a chaplain to evangelize? I mean, that could be a touchy area when you're dealing with players who they have so much on their plate. Now, for most people, if Christ is the center of your life, we want to share that. Mm-hmm. But how do you reach out? Do you have to be somewhat cautious about how you push and push to help these guys?
Well, it depends. When I first started chaplaincy, and this I've been doing this now for 24 years. When I first started, I had to be careful. But what I found out is, Mark, is that as I go through and build these relationships with them to where it's a natural, genuine relationship, then I can speak to that based on our relationship. And so I don't have to be careful because it's an automatic, genuine relationship where these guys are actually wanting. They want me to tell them what they need versus what they want. And some of them actually have given me permission to do that. Mm.
Now, anyone who follows the Ravens and the National Football League has certainly seen high-profile players profess the power of Jesus in their lives. I mean, right here, two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. We've seen him multiple times testify in front of all the microphones. Now, we see it throughout the league, throughout the years, and throughout sports, and I feel like there has been a surge in Christian testimony in the sports world. Do you see that? Am I seeing it the same way that you are? What are your thoughts, Johnny?
From my experience, I think it's been there, but it's just now that the media is paying more attention to it now because it's always been there. And I think now it's becoming more of a situation where the media is covering it more because I mean, the guys, you know, I've been involved with Fellowship of Christian Athletes for a long time, and the athletes have always been sharing their faith. And I think it's more so now of a media thing, but it may be a little bit more guys that are doing it, but it's always been there.
Yeah, I agree. It's always been there. Certainly, faith has always been a part of sports, but with the rise in social media as an outlet, there are now specific formats and channels for athletes to share their faith, like Sports Spectrum, which is a very popular outlet for Christian athletes, pro and college. Mainstream media, we have to be very careful in how religion is included as part of sports reporting, any reporting. But if outlets like this, Catholic Review Radio, hey, we can do it. It's an open, honest, and fruitful conversation, truly a blessing. I'm grateful to be able to do it. Our guest today is Reverend Johnny Shelton, team chaplain of the Baltimore Ravens. We are discussing his life, his career, and his faith journey. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. I'm Mark Viviano, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Every child enters the world with limitless potential. Potential of mind. Potential of body. Potential of spirit. If there was only a place where that potential could be nurtured and challenged every day, where the limits of greatness, once unseen, could now be within reach. Catholic schools, rise above.
Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. The Archdiocese of Baltimore welcomed a new priest December 14th when Archbishop William E. Laurie ordained Rondell C. Howard III to the priesthood at St. Ignatius of Loyola in Iamsville. About 525 people filled the pews of the Frederick County Parish to celebrate Father Howard's ordination. He has been assigned to the same parish as an associate pastor. Father Howard was originally to be ordained to the priesthood last year, but requested extra discernment time. During a diaconal assignment at St. John in Westminster, Father Howard said he felt affirmed in his call to religious life. Archbishop Laurie, joined at the liturgy by Auxiliary Bishops Adam J. Parker and Bruce A. Lewandowski, noted that Father Howard was the 50th priest he has ordained in his time as leader of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Father Howard, whose home parish is Christ the King in Glen Burnie, said the experience of becoming a priest was more than he could ever imagine. "I'm a priest of Jesus Christ," he said. "It doesn't get any better than that." For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. Offering his condolences, Pope Francis praised former U.S. President Jimmy Carter's Christian faith and his lifelong mission to advance peace, according to a telegram sent by the Vatican on behalf of Pope Francis. Carter died December 29th at age 100 in his hometown of Plains, Georgia. The Vatican telegram, released December 30th, said the Pope recalled President Carter's firm commitment, motivated by his deep Christian faith, to the cause of reconciliation and peace between peoples, the defense of human rights, and the welfare of the poor and those in need. Carter became the first U.S. president to welcome a Pope to the White House in 1979. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. For everyone at the Catholic Review, I'm Kevin Parks.
With inviting surroundings, complete independence, and an unmatched quality of life, Mercy Ridge is the unparalleled choice for your retirement lifestyle. It's a way of living that promotes an active, healthier life. Located in Timonium, Maryland, Mercy Ridge Continuing Care Retirement Community features a beautifully landscaped 32-acre campus. The grounds, dining, and recreational amenities and residences are designed to provide a gracious lifestyle and a variety of exciting activities. Visit mercyridge.com.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbell.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. I'm Mark Viviano, and we are talking today with the Reverend Johnny Shelton about his faith and his role as team chaplain of the Baltimore Ravens. And Johnny, every year you have a theme for the team, and this year you mentioned it before, salt and light. Let's go deeper with that theme. How did you go with that, and how are you applying it as a faith theme for the Ravens in 2024?
Yeah, that theme came up to me last season at the end of 2023, just having conversations with players, coaches, and people just about their faith walk and their journey. And there was a couple players who was really diving in and saying, "Hey, I want to use the platform to share Christ with people, and I want to be salt." And we start talking about that scripture in Matthew chapter 5, And those type of things was starting to happen all 2023 season. And therefore, it comes to me to say, okay, this will be our theme for 2024. And so that's what happens. And so our Bible studies, we're talking about salt and light in our Bible studies. Every chapel service that I do is geared towards salt and light in some form or fashion.
Take us deeper with this, Johnny. What does it mean to be an individual in light of salt and light? Let's open that passage, I guess. What it means for each of us.
Absolutely. You know, so the verse itself, after in verse 13, it tells us that you are the salt of the earth, and then you are the light of the world. In verse 16, it goes on, it says, let your light shine before men, so when they see your good deeds, they will glorify our Father in heaven. That right there is a picture of who we as Christians supposed to be like when we're out. So whether or not we have conversation with people or not, if they see us, if they just see how we move, how we operate, they should see something in us that's different. They should see something in us that's going to radiate, that's going to illuminate everyone in the room, per se. And that's what we're trying to get across. As a Christian, that's what we want to be, because Jesus says we are that. He says you are salt of the earth and you are light of the world. He doesn't say maybe. And so we as Christians are supposed to walk this thing out so that when people see us, they want to glorify our Father in heaven. Let them see Christ in us. Is it something that I say? Is it something that I do? Am I showing compassion for people? That's what the whole gist is about. And so I have this acronym that that I'm going over in each chapel. And basically what it comes down to, Mark, is it's our lifestyle. What does our lifestyle reflect when we are at home, when we are in the locker room, team meeting room, in practice, out in the community? What does our lifestyle say to the people that see us? And so that's an acronym for lifestyle that we're hitting off of all of these things that goes with this.
We're speaking with Ravens team chaplain Johnny Shelton. Johnny, you played college football. You were good. You, in fact, made it onto some NFL rosters, participated in training camps, so you know the game. You played it at a high level. Now, I see you on the sidelines with the Ravens. You are part of the team, and they had you mic'd up for a game at one time, and you are clearly into it. The emotion is there, and I want to know what it's like for you to be on an emotional NFL sideline, part of the Baltimore Ravens, but also their chaplain and their shepherd.
Yeah, you know, it's this is my 12th season, and one thing that I had to do, I had to tone it down a little bit. The time that you were referencing about being mic'd up, that was kind of early on, and I was into it. And actually, that's what actually told, my wife actually told me before, but I had to tone it down some in terms of just how much I get into it. And so, because I'm just so happy for these guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I see how hard they work every day, and I know how important it is to them. And so if I can be their cheerleader, if I can help encourage them in any way, that's what, along with me loving the game, those two together is kind of what made that ignite. What I love about being in this position is that I can, the things that I actually know, I actually understand what they're feeling and what they're going through, and that actually helps me minister to them. Like, there's times I know, don't say nothing to them. They don't want to hear anything. You know, even though you mean well, leave them alone right now. And so, and I'm praying to God, and God will, the Holy Spirit will actually lead and guide me when to say something, when not to say something.
You know, Johnny, it's interesting in this highly competitive NFL world, fans will say, and even players will say it at times, I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers, for instance, because they're big rivals. Yet, at the end of games, players from both sides will come together at midfield. They'll kneel together and pray together. Now, Let's explain to our listeners, if you can, just what that brotherhood is and what that huddle is like.
Yeah, the brotherhood in the NFL is, it is vastly deep. I mean, it is so deep. It's like you really can't even explain just the brotherhood. But then you take it to another level and you talk about the kingdom of God. You're talking about the Christians that are walking this thing out. And we call it meet me at the 50. So after the game, both teams, the chaplains, the teams, the players, we will come together and we'll get at the 50-yard line and we will kneel and we will circle up and we will just pray to thank God for the game of football. Thank God for who he is in our lives, what he's doing in our lives. And it shows solidarity, but it also shows that we can compete, you know, on a level, at the highest level, where people are always talking about wins and losses. But win, lose, or draw, we're going to be at the 50-yard line, and we're going to give all praises to God for allowing us to steward these gifts that he's given us.
Share with us the path that led you here to the job as team chaplain of the Ravens. You worked in the corporate world, I know, but now here you are. Describe the road that got you to this point.
Yeah, that journey was definitely indeed a God journey. God was totally, he spoke so clearly to me. But, you know, just going back, you know, I was working corporate America with a Fortune 500 company, man. And in my mind, I'm a husband, I'm a father, we have little children, and we're loving life, and I'm involved with my church, and I'm thinking this is what it's going to be. I'm in leadership at my job, I'm able to lead people, but I'm growing spiritually, man, leaps and bounds, and so God speaking to me through, I could only get so far in terms of leading spiritually. So I ended up joining the board on Fellowship of Christian Athletes in North Carolina. And then when I was on the board for FCA, that's when God started speaking to me. I started going to seminary at night because I thought I was going to be a pastor of a church. And once I started with FCA, I learned about chaplaincy. I learned about what this chaplaincy thing was all about. And we don't have enough time, Mark, to say specifically what happened. But what ended up happening, I ended up leaving corporate America to go on staff with FCA. And through that is how I started chaplaincy at Elon University in North Carolina. That led from there to Virginia Tech. And then from Virginia Tech to the Ravens in 2013.
We know that college players aspire to play in the NFL, so you were a chaplain at Elon at Virginia Tech. Did you want to serve as a chaplain in the NFL? Was that a goal?
Not at all. when we went from Elon to Virginia Tech, we felt that would be the last stop. At Virginia Tech. It was great. Virginia Tech's a great university, working for Hall of Fame coach Frank Beamer, just the staff there, the culture there. We were really wasn't looking to the future. We just was right there. We were all in right there, not even thinking about chaplaincy on the NFL level, because on the collegiate level, it was so many chaplains, in my relationships with the chaplains all across the country was great, and I was growing. It was great. So no, we never thought about the NFL, but it was through a player that came from Virginia Tech, who was drafted by the Ravens, Justin Harper. He connected me with the chaplain who was here, and we became friends. He was starting a church here in Baltimore, and when Virginia Tech came up here to play Maryland, I would ask him to do a chapel service for us, and we just developed a bond. But then he called me one day and said that the Ravens are getting ready to do something that hasn't been done in the league, and that's to have a full-time chaplain. His name is Rod Harrison, and he could not do it because he was starting a church and he didn't have the capacity to do it. And so he picked a few people that he knew could do it and put our name in the hat, and we went through an interview process. And that's how I ended up here in 2013.
Well, the Ravens are certainly well known for identifying and drafting talented people, and they certainly have found a winner in Johnny Shelton. Many thanks to the Ravens team chaplain for sharing his story, and you can learn more about Johnny's life, more insight on him at johnnyshelton.com. That's J-O-H-N-N-Y, Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N.com. Thanks again to Johnny, and thank you for listening. For Catholic Review Radio, I'm Mark Viviano.
You're probably not getting much church news in your daily newspaper or on your local TV station. The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. There are so many ways to stay in touch with the Catholic Review. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Get fresh news every day online at catholicreview.org. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Catholic Review Media will inspire, teach, inform, and engage you wherever your faith takes you. Read it today in print or online at catholicreview.org. That's catholicreview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.